All right, ready for a deep dive into something pretty wild. We're talking about the inner self drawing machine today. You know, I always love art that really pushes the limits, and this one seems to do just that.
It really does, and it's not just a catchy name either. It gets at something really important. This isn't just, you know, about making pretty pictures. It's using AI and portraiture to really dig into, explore the complexities of gender identity.
Okay, so before we get into all the details, can you kind of set the scene? Like, what actually happens when someone steps into this inner self-drawing machine? What's it all about?
So, imagine this. You walk into this space, right? And there's this machine, and it almost feels like it's, you know, looking back at you. But not in a judgmental way, more like it's really trying to listen. It starts by capturing your face, like your features. But here's where things get really interesting. The artists who created this whole thing, they really did their research. I mean, they dug into all the challenges, especially the ones faced by the trans community, particularly when you think about something as basic as healthcare.
Yeah, the research paper you shared, there was this really jarring statistic in there. It said that 28% of transgender individuals in the U.S., they've avoided going to the doctor seeking healthcare because of discrimination. I mean, that's just heartbreaking, really.
It really is, yeah. And it just shows why a project like this matters so much. Because behind that number, right, there are actual people, real stories, real pain. And the inner self drawing machine, it's like it's trying to start a conversation out identity, about representation, about, you know, really understanding.
It almost feels like it's saying, hey, your identity is valid.
Yeah.
And we're going to use, you know, we're going to use technology to help you express that. So how does the machine actually work? I know it uses AI, specifically something called StyleGAN, right? Break that down for me a little.
Right. StyleGAN. So it's like imagine a super powered image generator. It goes way beyond those, you know, those Instagram filters everyone uses. What it's really good at is generating faces, and which is key for this project, capturing these subtle, you know, nuances of gender expression. Think of it like this. Every face has a structure, right? StyleGAN, it takes that structure and using all these complex algorithms, it generates a whole spectrum of possibilities based on your features. It doesn't just like slap a label on you. It explores how fluid gender expression can really be.
Wow. So you're basically seeing all these different versions of yourself, not just male or female, but this whole range in between. And it's all generated from your own features. That's going to be a pretty powerful experience. It's like looking in a mirror, right? But it's showing you, like, not just what's on the outside, but how you feel inside.
Exactly. And what's so cool is that the act of choosing, like, actually picking a portrait, it becomes this powerful statement. You know, it's about having control, about deciding for yourself. And really, it's about reclaiming the narrative of your own identity.
That's really interesting. And so, okay, once you've chosen that portrait, the one that really speaks to you, what happens? Does the machine just like print out some high def selfie?
No, it's way more than that. Remember how we were talking about StyleGAN being this like this super sophisticated AI artist? Well, this is where the art part really comes in. The AI, it takes that portrait you chose, the one that connects with your inner self, and it actually draws it.
Whoa, hold on. So it's like having your portrait done by a robot Michelangelo or something.
Yeah, you could say that. The AI basically translates this digital image into like a real piece of art.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. You get to keep the portrait.
Okay. That's amazing. So it's like a souvenir almost, like a physical reminder of this whole experience, a way to like hold on to that feeling of self-discovery, you know?
Exactly. The researchers behind this, they actually compared it in the paper to like how people hire artists to paint them in, you know, their best light to capture their best selves. And this is kind of like that. But instead of someone else's interpretation, it's your own definition of your truest self.
Yeah. I love that. It's like you're taking back the power of the portrait. It's not about, you know, just how you look on the outside. It's about authenticity, which I'm guessing that kind of ties into the bigger picture here, right? This isn't just about like cool AI portraits. It's about something much, much bigger.
It is, right? It really makes you stop and think about like how we present ourselves to the world, especially, you know, these days with everyone so caught up in like perfect Instagram lives and all that. This feels so different, almost like real, you know.
It is. It is real. It's about taking back control, you know, saying like, hey, my identity isn't something for other people to decide or to define. And you're totally right. It goes way beyond just the technology itself. It's about like building empathy, challenging those, you know, those assumptions we all have, and like opening up this whole conversation about gender, but in a way that's personal. in a way that really hits home.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, here's this, like, this really complex issue, right? And it's something that people a lot of times just, like, don't understand. And then you have this art installation, and it's saying, okay, let's explore this together. Mm. But not just, you know, with words, but through technology and like, self-expression.
Right. And that's where the magic happens. It's not just something you experience by yourself, you know, on your own. It's about those bigger conversations that it starts making people think in new ways. And, hey, maybe even making us all look inward a little bit, you know, do a little self-reflection.
Absolutely. It really makes you wonder, like, if you sat down in front of this machine, what would your portrait look like? And not just, you know, physically, but like on a deeper level. What would your inner self-portrait actually be?
That's the big question, isn't it? What would your portrait be?
Such a powerful thought. And really, this whole deep dive, it's given us a lot to think about. From like the cutting edge AI stuff to, you know, these really deep questions about identity and how we see ourselves. Thanks for exploring all this with me.